This goes to Dr. Lee. It's L-I. Fax is 989-629-8145 regarding Paul Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, Jr., date of birth 3-12-1955. Dear Dr. Lee, L-I, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Ortiz with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, COPD, hypertension, and chronic atrial fibrillation. His last visit was June 30th of 2025. His weight is stable. He has stopped drinking any soda pop completely within the last 2 months, and he's been using cloves and garlic to try to do an abdominal cleanse. And he has stopped using the garlic due to some stomach difficulties, but he's occasionally still using some cloves. He does feel better. He has developed anemia with his last lab study, and he's going to be scheduled for an EGD and colonoscopy after he's had cardiac clearance by his cardiologist. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, visible blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain or palpitations. Stable dyspnea on exertion. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day. Flomax, 0.4 milligram 2 daily. Xarelto is 20 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Pro-Air and Advair inhalers. Metoprolol is 50 milligram once daily. Also Lipitor. Physical exam, weight 145 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 96 and irregular, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with prolonged expiratory phase throughout and some end expiratory wheezes. Heart is irregular with a controlled rate of 96. Abdomen soft, no ascites, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/18/2025. Creatinine is 1.39. This is an improvement. Estimated GFR is 55. Albumin 3.9, calcium 8.7, sodium 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 22, phosphorus 3.6, hemoglobin was 8.5 with hematocrit of 30.5. Normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. He will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, recent onset of anemia, and he's going to be scheduled for EGD and colonoscopy. 3, COPD, currently stable. 4, chronic atrial fibrillation requiring permanent anticoagulation. 5, hypertension, currently at goal. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.